thanks for tuning in this week. And now we hand things over to Tim Thornberry with the Kentucky Farm Bureau, who sits down with State FFA Advisor Brandon Davis to discuss the unique opportunity kids have today in the organization and the leadership, community service, and workforce opportunities that it provides.
Mr. Davis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, and I'm going to tell about my age here. If you go back 40 years when I was in high school, FFA, really, if you weren't familiar with it or you didn't live on a farm, most of the students thought this is for the farm kids. And, of course, today that's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, do you think there's still some misconceptions about that out there?
Oh, I'd say there's definitely still misconceptions out there. The letters FFA originally in 1928 when the organization was formed was Future Farmers of America. And that was the original intent, was that there would be an organization that would help young farm boys at the time to be able to run their own farms one day. And over the years, it has become very clear that agriculture has grown far beyond just being production agriculture. That is still the backbone and the most important piece of agriculture. But when you look at the business, the science, the environmental pieces that includes agriculture, FFA now spans a lot larger piece where our members have interest in all facets of this industry, whether that involves the horticultural industry, whether it's agriculture, environmental, food science, agribusiness, agrobiotechnology. And we always find that when high school students enroll in maybe an ag class and they think FFA is not for them, and then they realize that there is a place for them because agriculture is such a vast industry that takes on so many different career options.
You know, when we talk about education as a whole, how, in your opinion, how important is ag education to that, to completing that full circle of educational needs that all students have?
I believe that every single student in the country should take an agricultural education course, and recognizing that I'm probably a little biased. But when we talk to employers across the state and we say, what do you need from employees? Lots of times the things that they're telling us, they need people that are able to communicate, that can work with other people, that understand the value of coming to work on time, having the ability to recognize the importance of doing a good day's work and working hard. Those types of skills, those employability skills, are what we always see in the vast majority of our FFA members and of agricultural education students, because when they're in those classes, they really learn the value of how to communicate with another person, how to work with a group of people maybe that you've never met before in order to accomplish a task. And when you look at education and its focus right now on the importance of career readiness and that transition from school life to adult life to the work life, it's clear that we need to find ways to continually interject those skills. There's always going to be an importance and a value of understanding the math and the science and the social studies and language arts for students, but we also have to have students that are able to enter the workforce and have those skills that FFA has been vital for, you know, over 90 years in helping those members to receive that kind of training and experience. And when you have folks that tell you, boy, I can tell the difference in an FFA member from a non-FFA member because they can walk into a room, they can talk to anybody, they just are real go-getters. And that just is a constant reminder that this organization and agriculture education as a whole is doing a lot of good for our current students and our future workforce.
You know, having worked in public education myself, I saw a lot of students that before involvement in a student organization such as FFA really struggled, especially with that connectivity piece, and would come back in a year or two later after involvement and see these same students. Almost a miracle for some cases.
It really is. And I wish there was a way to say this is the exact formula, and if you do this, you'll always end up with that. But I think one of the most important things is, especially with FFA, when someone joins, there's kind of this uncompromising, you've got to push yourself. You know, we always talk about, we're about growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture. And part of that growing leaders is really about saying, what do you want to do? Where's the goal? What are you wanting to, whether it's a career, just personal goals, and really helping students push through that. And just like with anything, sometimes you've got to pull them along kicking and screaming. And then out on the other side, they say, I'm really glad you did that for me. And public speaking, I think, is a great example, or even just communications, where a middle school student or even high school students maybe don't really engage in that. And the more digital we've become, that face-to-face communication is not as strong as it used to be. But when a student has the ability and they learn how to be able to speak in front of a group and have those conversations, it puts them so many steps ahead of their peers that don't have those experiences. And when you see these young people, they're like, that they don't mind speaking in front of a group. And it amazes even adults, you know, that'll be in the room, that'll be at a Farm Bureau annual meeting, or that'll be at a Lions Club meeting or the Rotary Club, and these FFA members speak. And it's truly because it's about pushing and helping the student understand you're doing this because this will help you down the road. You may not see it now, but you'll see it later. And when I was teaching, some of the best moments of my career was after that chapter banquet and some of those seniors coming up to me and saying, thank you for pushing me, believing in me, for really seeing what my potential was because I didn't see it myself. And once you get that buy-in from those members, then they really want to start to figure out how far they can go. And it's just mind-blowing how amazing these young people are.
It goes without saying how valuable our teachers are. They do a tremendous job. And anyone that thinks that their time ends when the school day ends, they don't know teachers because right. it becomes a 7-day-a-week job and many long hours. Is it fair to say that FFA and student organizations like that become an extension of that classroom? And maybe there's so much that a teacher has to accomplish within the time that they have with those students that organizations help to extend that and take things that maybe couldn't have been done during the classroom day and add that and extend that classroom experience.
Definitely. And that's what I feel really makes agricultural education a little unique in itself is we basically focus on, we call it the three circle model. It's like that Venn diagram where three circles kind of overlap in the center there, where we focus on the classroom and the laboratory, which is your traditional, you're either in the classroom, you're in the greenhouse, the shop, learning those lessons. Then there's what we call the supervised agricultural experience, or SAE for short, which is that work-based learning experience where students outside of the school day, they're going and they're getting some type of experience of taking what they've learned in the classroom and applying it. Now, that could be a business they own. We have a number of members that own their own lawn care business. It could be working for someone else, like at a TSC or a farm. It can be doing research. It can be a service learning plan. There's a number of options, but the most important thing is that these students are engaging in true work-based experience so that they have an appreciation for the content they've learned, how to apply it, and that gives them a leg up as opposed to maybe young people that don't have that work-based learning. Then the third piece of the circle is FFA, and that's really where you take those skills and you hone them, you develop that leadership, that overall person, and then FFA supplies us with a number of conferences to develop that leadership, competitive events like career development events or leadership development events where those members can really demonstrate what all they can do. So when you look at that, of those three circles, basically only one of them is classroom. The other two are outside of the classroom in some way, but that is exactly how we make sure our students understand this is real life. This isn't some abstract concept that you learn in the classroom, then when you walk out the door, it doesn't mean anything. That where you truly can look and say, even if as a student, I'm not going to go into an agriculture job, I still can appreciate the value of hard work. I still understand where my food comes from. And because of that, you know, we're building up a group of citizens, you know, that will be supporters of agriculture, regardless if their paycheck is coming from the industry itself.
We appreciate you being here on the show today. So much more that we could talk about. So exciting to hear all the good things that are going on in FFA and ag education.